歌颂耶稣。
We sing of Jesus.
他是我们的诗歌。
He is our song.
我们带着感恩的心来敬拜。
Let's worship with a grateful heart.
时间好快呀，今天是2025年的最后一个主日。
Time flies. This is the last Sunday of the year 2025.
这一年很快就过去了。
The year passes so quickly.
但是昨天有一个经节 came to me.
But there's a verse that came to me yesterday.
从岁首到年终，耶和华的眼看顾这地。
From the beginning of the year to the end, the Lord's eyes are over this land.
无论这一年我们的经历是什么。
Whatever we experience through this year,
主耶稣与我们同在。
The Lord Jesus was with us.
最宝贵的经历。
The most precious experience.
哦，我们献上感恩。
Let's offer our thanks.
不是我们能够 give thanks.
It's not that we are able to give thanks.
实在是神把他的儿子赐给了我们。
But that God gave His only Son.
他的名是以马内利。
His name is Emmanuel.
他与我们同在。
He is with us.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ.His Son, and now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us.He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done.Say, I am strong. Let the
Lord has done for us gives thanks. Gives thanks.
Lord,
we offer the truthful thankfulness in our hearts.
We offer
our praise to you.
You
are the King of glory.
You
are the victorious
one.
You are the Lord who created us.
你是荣耀的君王，你是和平之主，你是天地万有主宰，唯有你圣洁公义，天使都向你归。敬拜尊崇你，因为在你有永生之道，你是主耶稣基督，你是荣耀的君王，你是和平 耶稣。 是弥赛亚。何塞纳归于大卫的子孙，何塞纳归于万王之王，何塞纳归于至高神，耶稣是弥赛亚。何塞纳归于至
下面这首诗歌，我的记忆中，教会每年在这个时候好像都会，至少唱一遍。
If I remember right, our church at the end of the year we must have sang at once.
我的，最感动我的是第二节。
What moved me the most is stanza two.
又是一年蒙怜悯。
Another year of mercies.
可靠信实恩典。
Of faithfulness and grace.
又是一年的欢欣。
Another year of gladness.
在你发光的面前。
In the shining of your face.
又是一年来一品。
Another year of progress.
又是一年赞美。
Another year of praise.
又是一年要证明。
Another year of proving.
你同在的宝贵。
Thy presence all the days.
我们一年一年在学习倚靠他。
Year after year, we're learning to trust him.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
在座的各位，我们都是见证人。
Every one of us is a witness.
证明他的信实，他的宝贵。
To prove his faithfulness and his preciousness.
我们一起来唱。
Let us sing together. Another year. The year is dawning.
就 是为你一念。
我们再唱一次第二首第二节。
First two again。
又是一年蒙怜悯，可靠心事恩典。又是一年的欢喜，在你发光面前。又是
这是我们心里面的祷告。
Lord Jesus, this is a prayer in our heart.
前面是新的一年。
Ahead of us is a new year.
我们不知道将要面临的是什么。
We don't know what we will face.
你是信实的主。
But you are a faithful God.
我们相信你。
We trust you.
又是一年，我们可以学习依靠。
It's another year to learn to trust you.
又是一年，我们在侍奉中被训练。
It's another year to be trained in our service.
又是一年，我们蒙你的引领。
It's another year to be guided by you.
主啊，又是一年，我们经历你自己的宝贵。
It's another year to experience the preciousness of you.
我们把自己交给你。
We surrender ourselves to you.
新的一年，你是我们的盼望。
In the new year, you are our hope.
你是我们的好牧人。
You are our good shepherd.
求你继续地向我们说话。
May you continue to speak to us.
我们的心仰望你。
We behold you.
奉主的名祷告。
In Jesus' name. Amen.
大家请坐。
Please be seated.
何等好的诗歌。
Such a wonderful song.
看起来好像是为了新的一年，我们来唱一首歌。
It's as if it's a song we sing for the new year.
但是却讲到我们每一年都在经历神给我们的恩典。
But it actually speaks of the grace that we experience.
每一个经历都是神所给我们的训练。
Every experience is training from God.
我们在这充满着感恩。
We're full of thanks.
就像刚才我们姐妹所说的，今年是我们2025年今是最后一次的主日。
Today, like our sister said, this is the last Sunday of the year of 2025.
通常在这个时候，就是我们有弟兄姐妹到远方去看望他们的家人。
Some brothers and sisters they travel far to visit their relatives.
有一些是我们的孩子也回到我们当中来。
Some of our kids return to our midst.
跟我们的家人一同团聚，或者是我们会借着这个时候一同到外面去旅游。
Together with the family members, or you travel together.
所以在这段时间里面，我们可能来到我们当中的人数会比较少一点。
So maybe our number has decreased.
但是在这个时候，也是让我们可以好好一同来反思的时候。
But at the same time, this is time for us to reflect.
世人也是在一路在反思。
Many people are also reflecting.
各式各样的媒体都会来列出今年回顾今年所发生的很多的大事。
And various media outlets have been reviewing the major events of the year.
新闻界会常常都会写出今年十大发生的十大事件。
The news outlets have compiled a list of top 10 events.
有我们本国的，也有国际的。
Both domestic and international.
财经界会讲到说今年究竟发生什么十大的金融事情。
And the financial world has identified the top 10 financial events.
我们住在 Silicon Valley， 我们在非常注重的科技，也会讲说今年究竟有多少新的发明跟重大的一些发现。
We live in the Silicon Valley. There are some major inventions and developments.
然后在体育界里面也会网罗了所有今年的运动当中的风云人物。
And the sports world has listed prominent figures.
这些回顾当然是看见过去发生什么事情。
And the reviews are in preparation to review what happened in the past.
但是也是帮助我们如何面对将来要发生的事情。
And help us prepare for the arrival of the new year.
所以对我们而言，我们对教会而言，我们一同来回顾这些事情，一些事情。
So we as a church, let's review what happened in the year.
究竟2025年我们教会走过一条什么的路呢？
So what path has the church walked on in the year of 2025?
我们 一同经历过什么事情呢？
What have we experienced together?
我们有什么样的挑战呢？
What kind of challenges are we facing?
也经历过什么主的恩典呢？
What grace have we experienced of the Lord?
我相信这个不单单只是我们每一个个人的经历。
I don't think this is just individual experiences.
而是我们弟兄姐妹我们一同所走过的路。
But we as a whole that we walk together.
所以我才会说，这是我们一起走过的一年。
That's why I named the year we spent together.
我们来看看我们今年发生了什么事情哈。
Let's take a look at what happened this year.
在一个礼拜，我们两年读经计划将会完成。
In a week, we will finish the two-year Bible reading.
我们教会当中有接近有一半的弟兄姐妹都有来参加这个计划。
Nearly half of our brothers and sisters have participated in the plan.
弟兄姐妹，我们还有一个礼拜，我们就完成这个计划了。
We'll finish the plan within a week.
好不好？我们给我们旁边我们有参加这个计划的弟兄姐妹一个赞，好不好
？Let's give each other a thumbs up.
这个实在是一个不容易的过程。
It's truly a challenging process.
两年前，弟兄姐妹在读经啊、我们每日读经的时候，我们其实都已经开始。养成一个习惯了。
Two years ago, most brothers and sisters have already made it a habit to read the Bible.
我相信这个是我们教会一个特色，但是也是对于我们比起很多其他的教会来说，却是一个很不容易的一个记录。
It's one of our characteristics, but for other churches, it may be something difficult.
我记得很久以前我曾经列举过一个的记录，就是说在美国的教会做一个统计，究竟有读经，并不是每天读经啊，有读经的弟兄姐妹究竟有多少人。
I once cited an example of American church where the percentage of brothers and sisters who read the Bible, not daily, but actually reading the Bible.
他们讲说平均一个人一年最少读一次圣经不超过 10% 的人。
On average, per person reading the Bible in a year is less than 10%.
但是我们当中，我们有每一天读经的习惯，弟兄姐妹其实有超过80%。
But for us, it's more than 80%.
这是非常非常好的一个数字。
It's a very good number.
我曾经跟一个牧师提过这个事情的时候，他也感觉非常的惊讶。
When I mentioned this to our pastor, she was very surprised.
假如说我们弟兄姐妹对主的话的渴慕的心是非常的好。
So it's showing us that we have a longing for the word of the Lord.
但是我们每一天所读的经节其实经节不是很多。
Our daily verses are not very many.
可能是十几节，可能是二十几节，最不超过30节。
Could be a little more than 10 verses or 20. It's never more than 30.
所以我们在读圣经的那个进度上面可能会比较慢一点。
So our process may be slower.
我们对主的经历的认识，可能我们会比较是片面一点。
And our knowledge of the Lord may be one-sided.
所以在2024年的时候，教会开始有两年读经的计划。
Therefore, in 2024, our church had a two-year Bible reading program.
盼望我们在读经的时候，不单单可以见树，我们也可以见灵。
Hoping that we can not only see the trees, but also see the forest.
对神的旨意，我们可以有进一步的认识。
We can have a more advanced understanding of the Lord.
当其实我们差不多有一半的弟兄姐妹，我们都来 sign up 这个计划。
More than half of us signed up for this plan.
其中不乏我们当中有少年人。
And we also included the young adults.
我们当中也有我们刚刚信主的弟兄姐妹。
And the new believers.
或者一些没有读过圣经一遍的弟兄姐妹。
Or the brothers and sisters who never read the Bible for once.
当然也有一些我们老基督徒也将圣经读过好几遍的。
And experienced Christians that we've read the Bible more than once.
无论是讲中文的或者讲英文，弟兄姐妹都很踊跃的来参加。
Both the Chinese speakers and English speakers, they participated.
第一年我们主要是来读到摩西五经跟历史书。
The first year we focused mainly on the book of Torah.
故事性可能比较多一点。
There may be more historical stories.
然后再加上各小家都有一些回馈的聚会。
In addition, we have feedbacks in the small family gathering.
所以大部分弟兄姐妹都可以 来坚持下去。
So most of us were able to be persistent.
那从今年开始，我们开始读先知书了。
And then this year we started reading the prophetic books.
我们都知道先知书是公认不容易读 的书信。
And people say that those are the most difficult parts of the Bible.
其实我们到今年的年初开始，我们这个 好像说我们在跑马拉松，
It's
跑了一半。
We're running a marathon.
然后并且呢，走一半的时候，我们是爬上坡了。
And then halfway through, we're like climbing the uphill slope.
所以究竟我们要继续下去的，还是我们放弃的？
Do we keep going or we give up?
所以在这个时候 我相信我们都有曾经有这个念头过，是否就是这样算了。
I believe that we all had that thought once that perhaps we just stop here.
来感谢主，我们从去年年底开始，我们开始我们有一些的全教会性的一些回馈。
But starting from the end of last year, we had the church-wide reflection.
当我们真的一同回馈，不单单只是说我们各自小家的回馈，当全教会性一起回馈的时候，我们就发觉到弟兄姐妹的交通，我们可以在光中得见光。
And as we reflect together, we can see light in the light.
比如说我们当中有人有问题，我们发觉到原来我们彼此之间都有 像类似的问题。
And when someone says they have the question, and we realize we have the same question.
但是当我们怎么样去一同来面对这些问题，来怎么更多的认识这些话呢？
But how do we solve the problems together, and how do we know more of the word?
我们彼此之间成为彼此的鼓励。
We became encouragement for each other.
我们彼此真的在光中得见光，也一同得到扶持。
We see light in the light, and we supported each other.
弟兄姐妹，我们再过几天，我们就读完这本圣经一次。
In a few days, we'll be finishing this plan.
为着我们所共同所得的恩典，我们一同感谢主。
For the grace we receive, we thank the Lord.
除了两年读经计划以外，我们教会今年也开始了追求聚会。
Apart from the two-year Bible reading program, we also started the pursue meetings.
在今年我们追求聚会，我们读了两本书。
We read two books this year.
一本是基督徒基本的认识。
One is the basic understanding of Christians.
另外一本我们继续进行的是九十八段。
And the other one that's ongoing is the octaves of redemption.
教会盼望弟兄姐妹，我们除了说我们读更多有更多的圣经知识以外，我们可以更多进一步去认识我们的神，认识我们的信仰。
We hope that beyond just the biblical understanding, but we also gain the deeper understanding of our faith of our Lord.
这样的认识并不是表面上的认识。
And this understanding is not superficial.
并不是从人的角度去分析。
Not analyzing from a human perspective.
从历史的角度去看待。
Or viewing them from a historical angle.
而是更多从神的眼光去认识他的自己跟他的计划。
But rather understanding from God's perspectives.
我相信我们当中我们也读过很多属灵的书籍。
I believe many of us have read spiritual books.
坊间有很多这样的书籍可以帮助我们可以更多来解经。
And many books out there, they are like reference books that will help us understand the Bible.
那我们可以有更多的属灵的知识。
We can gain more knowledge, the spiritual knowledge.
但是当我们读完这些之后，我们有没有对神的旨意有更深的认识呢？
But do we gain a deeper understanding of God's will?
我们发觉到其实我们都会很容易就来到一个瓶颈，我们没办法更多的突破。
I realize that a lot of times we came to the bottleneck, we cannot have a breakthrough.
所以在这个聚会开始之前，守卫牧师曾跟弟兄姐妹说，这个最后聚会的目的是什么？
So Pastor Mary shared with us of the purpose of the pursue meeting.
他说：“借这个聚会，我们可以更多认识到 神给我们的啊，神我们这个属灵是有高度跟深度的。
Through the spiritual pursuit, we realize that there is the depth and the height of the spiritual realm.
我盼望借着这个属那个啊追求聚会，我们会更多认知到原来神有很有更高的一个层次，也有更深的一个深度。
Through the pursuit, we can come to know that in God's perspective, there's the deeper and the higher.
让我们的生命可以更多的被提升。
So that our lives can be elevated.
这两本书的作者是史百克弟兄。
And Brother Sparks, the author of these two books.
他是公认的先知型的主仆。
He's the well-known the prophetic writer.
虽然其中一本书叫基督徒的基本认识。
And the book that's called Basic Understanding of Christianity.
但内容却不基本。
But the content is not, it's far from basic.
我记得那个时候我们一同来读的时候，我们真的要花很多的心思去思考，去想究竟他在讲什么。
I remember when we attended the meeting, we had to spend a lot of time trying to understand and to meditate upon it.
是我们读了很多遍，但是我们很多时候发觉到我们还有很多不明白的地方。
Even though we read it many times, we still have a lot of the parts that we don't understand.
而后来我们在读救赎八段的时候，来特别讲了主耶稣人生的八个阶段。
And then we read the book, The Octaves of Redemption.
而在这个八个阶段里面的目的跟他的旨意是什么？
Speak of the eight stages of the Lord's life and the purpose.
我记得后来我们有一些的分组的讨论。
I remember during a group discussion.
有个弟兄他就这样分享。
A brother shared.
他说他还有很多话他没办法理解。
He said there's a lot of words that he couldn't understand.
好像一个奥秘一样。
It was a mystery.
但是他感觉到他是被带到好像一个更高的层次。
But he felt as if he was brought to a higher level.
但是在那个地方有个门。
But there's a door.
而那个门呢，有个门缝。
And there's a crack.
他好像可以从这个门缝里面去窥探的一些属灵的一些奥秘。
But he described as if he had a glimpse of the mystery through the crack of the door.
他讲不出来这个奥秘是什么。
He couldn't speak fully of this mystery.
但是他却是被这个奥秘所吸引住了。
But he was drawn to this mystery.
他很渴望他可以更多的认识基督。
He longed to know more of Christ.
先进的网络上面可以给我们很多很多听到或看到很多名目的道。
And yes, through the internet, we can read or see a lot of lessons.
我们也有很多那个看见很多的属灵的书籍，我们很多解经书。
And also there's a lot of reference books we can read.
但是这个的追求聚会给我们一个很不一样的地方。
But this pursuit meeting is very different.
这不是我们个人的追求。
This is not individual pursuit.
而是我们弟兄姐妹一同来追求。
But together with brothers and sisters, we pursue together.
我们成为同伴，我们真的朝着同一个方向，我们一同来追求。
We become companions and we're pursuing in the same direction.
我们一同来领受神给教会的产业。
Together we receive the inheritance from the Lord.
我们每一个人都可以得着。
Everyone can gain it.
我们每一个人也为了建造教会，我们得着我们那份，我们作为成为供应。
So we offer our part for the building of the church.
我不知道来参加这个追求聚会弟兄姐妹会不会感到我们好像在读这个约翰福音的时候对我们有很多的也有很大的帮助。
I don't know if you noticed that as we read the Gospel of John, it also helped us greatly.
约翰福音在四福音当中是可以称为是最奥秘的一本书。
In the four Gospels, the Gospel of John is probably the most mysterious.
内容讲到说耶稣是神的儿子。
And it spoke of that Jesus as the Son of God.
所以这本书是从神的角度来写的。
It was written from God's perspective.
每一个兆头就说明神的旨意。
Every sign shows God's will.
所以我们人怎么可能去认识神呢？
How can man possibly know God?
但是好像在我在读这个救赎八段的时候， 帮助我们，提升我们，让我们可以看见见究竟什么是神的旨意。
But as we read the octaves of redemption, we are helped to know better of God's will.
所以当我们在读这两本书的时候，我们感觉这有相辅相成的作用。
And the books seem to be complementing each other.
所以很快我们这个的追求聚会会恢复。
So we will resume our pursue meeting soon.
我真的鼓励弟兄姐妹，我们都可以一同来参加。
I encourage everyone to participate.
教会今年实在是提供给我们很多的属灵的粮食。
Our church truly has supplied a lot of spiritual food this year.
今年我们真的可以每隔一段时间，我们就会收到教会的 podcast 的一个 link。
Every now and then we receive the church podcast.
我们听到一些有属灵分量的那个的属灵的书跟诗歌。
We heard the reading of spiritual books and hymns.
帮助我们上下班的时候可以来的聆听，我们可以来的默想主的话。
So that we can listen to them and meditate on the word as we drive back and forth from work.
也可以更多的来熟悉这些诗歌。
And we can get familiarized with the songs.
让我们这里面的生命潜移默化的被提升。
Which elevates our lives and bring us closer.
让我们主跟主的关系越来越亲近，越来越亲密。
Closer to the Lord.
这是何等大的一个福音。
And this is a great blessing.
然后除了这个，我们神给我们这个定期的属灵粮食以外。
Apart besides these spiritual food.
在今年八月份，我们也有一个很好的退休会。
We also had a wonderful retreat in August.
题目是主再来前我们当有的生活。
And the theme was the life we should have before the Lord's second coming.
我第一次听到主再来的题目是在1997年的时候。
The first time I heard of this kind of topic was in 1997.
那个时候我还很年轻啊，所以那个时候听了之后，心里面会感觉很害怕。
I was very young then, and I was afraid in my heart.
那个时候想说，啊，那个属灵生命真的不够，主来了怎么办？
And I felt that my spiritual life is young. What do I do when the Lord returns?
我根本没有预备好啊。
I was not ready for it.
主来审判我，我怎么样去面对？
How do I face him when he comes to judge me?
但另外一方面感觉主来也真蛮好的。
But on the other hand, I felt it was pretty good if he returns.
那个，因为到时候可以与主永远在一起。
Because I can be with him forever.
三十年快过去了。
About 30 years passed.
好像主还没有来。
And the Lord has not returned yet.
主并不是单言。
He is not delayed.
他是给我们机会，让我们真的好好的预备他的再来。
But he's giving us an opportunity to prepare better.
主盼望我们都是童女，我们的灯里面都有油，预备主的再来。
And he wants us to be those virgins with oil in the lamp.
其实我们看见这个世界的局势的发展。
Looking at the world situation.
人与人、国与国之间的关系出现了非常大的变化。
The relationships between people and nations have greatly changed.
而这些的现象正在应验着圣经的预言。
And those phenomena are just fulfilling the prophecies in the Bible.
这预言特别来讲啊，说在末世的时候正在发生的事情。
And the prophecies tell us about what will happen at the end time.
所以在今年的退休会当中，所谓牧师的信息特别告诉我们，我们是独特的百姓。
During our retreat, Pastor Mary shared with us that we are a special people.
我们必定会临到一些不容易的日子。
We will inevitably face difficult days.
但是我们好好预备自己。
But we must prepare ourselves well.
更多依靠神来过生活。
And rely more on God to live our days.
我们要悔改归正。
We need to repent.
等到安舒的日子来到。
And until the days of refreshing that comes.
而另外一篇信息里面呼召我们回到神原来给人的地位。
And another message calls us back to God's original place in human life.
做神产业的经营者。
And be stewards of God's property.
圣经说到我们是神奥秘室的管家。
The Bible says we're stewards of God's mysteries.
我们要忠心为神来经营管理。
We must faithfully manage and administer them.
有一天我们都要向主交账。
One day we will all have to give an account to the Lord.
而盼望我们到那一天，我们并不是遭受神的责备，而是给让神来称赞我们。
I hope that that day we will not be rebuked, but will be praised by Him.
那个时候，守卫牧师有跟那个同工们来分享过一件他蛮的鼓励的一件事情。
Pastor Mary shared with the coworkers something that encouraged her.
好，当他讲完这篇信息之后，有一个年轻人过来问他。
She said after the message, a young man came to her.
他什么是奥秘室的管家
？And asked, "What is the stewardship of God's mysteries?"
他那个时候非常得到鼓舞。
She was greatly encouraged.
因为他说到，这印证了神正在我们当中在做事。
Because it confirms what God is working among us.
一个很年轻的一个的弟兄姐妹。
A very young person, a young brother or a sister.
他们对属灵的认识并不是那么的深。
Their knowledge of the Lord is not very deep.
但是他们却是被神的话吸引住了。
But they were drawn by the word of the Lord.
他们问什么是神奥秘室的管家。
So they ask, what is the stewardship of God's mysteries?
他们也渴望成为神奥秘室的管家。
They long to be the steward of the mysteries of God.
这是神的工作在我们当中。
This is the work of the Lord in our midst.
弟兄姐妹，是的，这个退休会成为过去了。
Yes, the retreat was over.
但是它的影响力仍然是在我们的当中。
But the influence continued in our lives.
继续在影响到我们的生命，影响到我们的生活。
It still influences us in our lives.
所以盼望我们真的可以更有时间，我们真的好好的回想到2025年这些话、这些事对我们的影响是什么。
So let us spend time to reflect on what the things happened in 2025 affect us.
我可以说，神是给我们一个非常丰富的2025年。
I can say that God has given us a very abundant year of 2025.
那2026年会怎么样呢？
So what will happen in 2026?
我们该如何来面对2026年呢？
How shall we face the year 2026?
在我那个预备这个信息的时候，主将两段的话放在我心里面。
The Lord placed two passages in my heart as I prepare for this message.
第一段话在腓立比书第三章12-24节。
The first part is from the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verses 12 through 14.
我们一起来读好吗？
Let's read together.
这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的。向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。这段话是保罗向腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹做见证所说的话。
This passage is from Paul's testimony to the brothers and sisters in the Philippians church.
他提到他有很纯正的这个希伯来人的血统。
He mentioned that he was born a Hebrew.
他曾经是一个非常热心的法利赛人。
He was a very zealous Pharisee.
他坚守律法，并没有在没有认识主之前，他是一个逼迫教会的人。
He adhered to the law, and before knowing the Lord, he was a persecutor of the church.
但是当他真的认识主之后，他生命改变。
However, after knowing the Lord, his life was changed.
他情愿看万事如同粪土。
He sees all things as dung.
他愿意地丢弃他们。
He was willing to give them all up.
他唯有要认识耶稣基督成为他的至宝。
To know Christ as the most precious one for him.
他一生要来效法基督，要认识基督。
And he wants to emulate Christ and to know Christ through his life.
我们知道保罗是一个对神认识非常深的人。
We know that Paul's understanding of the Lord is profound.
他究竟对神的认识有多深，我们真的无法的衡量。
Which is beyond our comprehension.
但是他说还不够。
Yet he said it is not enough.
他还没有达到主要给他的标杆。
He has not yet reached the standard the Lord has set for him.
所以他要忘记他曾经所得着。
So he must forget what's behind.
他要努力的面前向前。
And strive for what is ahead.
直到他得着主所给他的赏赐。
Until he receives the reward the Lord will give him.
我相信2025年我们有不同的经历。
I believe in 2025, each of us have different experience.
我们每一个人都有不同的得着。
We all had different gains.
也许我们经过很不容易的日子。
Perhaps we've been through difficult times.
我们经过大小不一的困难。
Great or small challenges.
或者我们也得到一些成就，我们得到一些鼓励。
Or we have received accomplishment or encouragement.
又或者说我们会有些失败，我们经过一些沮丧的日子。
Or we have failures, or we were frustrated.
但是我们来做，就用了保罗所说的话。
But let us apply Paul's words.
这些经历，让它成为过去。
To those experiences, let those things pass.
让我们都很难忘记这些事情。
Let us all forget about those things.
而是我们用着积极的态度，我们来面对我们的前面。
And face the future with a positive attitude.
在我们生命所发生的一件一件事情，会随着时间过去。
The things that happen in our lives will pass.
但是每一件事情却在我们生命里面去塑造了不同程度的影响。
But they left an impact at different level in our lives.
就像保罗曾经逼迫教会。
Like Paul's persecution of the churches.
他不会整天记挂着我是一个逼迫教会的人。
He did not keep reminding himself that he is a persecutor.
他已经认罪悔改。
He already confessed his sins and repented.
主也赦免他了。
And the Lord has forgiven him.
所以他知道他是一个蒙恩的罪人。
So he knows that he is a sinner.
他常为此来感恩。
Saved by grace, and he's often giving thanks.
但是这个事情影响到他，他要好好的将福音传给还没有认识神的人。
But this greatly influenced him so that he would preach the gospel to people that do not know the Lord yet.
他盼望可以更多人去认识神。
He hopes that more people will come to know God.
所以他竭尽他所能去传福音。
So he devoted himself to spread the gospel.
保罗也有很特别的经历。
He also had a special experience.
他曾经去过三层天。
He was caught up to the third heaven.
但是他很少就整天的挂在嘴边说我去过三层天。
But he never boasted about it.
反而这个经历叫他更加的谦卑。
But this experience made him more humble.
当他真的明白了神的旨意的时候，他更多的将神的旨意传出去。
When he knows more of God's will, he spread the will of God.
弟兄姐妹，也许我们没有像保罗这样的经历。
Perhaps we don't have Paul's experience.
但是我相信我们也有失败，我们也有挫折的时候。
For us, there's also a time of failure and frustration.
但是这些失败是可不可以转成为我们的动力，我们可以更多的好好的向前。
But can we turn those failure into a motivation?
也许我们会曾经过一些成功的事情发生在我们身上。
Perhaps we've been successful in certain things.
我们得着一些的属灵的经历。
We gain some spiritual experience.
我们得到更多的属灵的认识。
We gain more knowledge spiritually.
但是不要让这些成为我们的拦阻，叫我们没办法继续向前。
But let none of those things to hinder us and to cause us to stagnate.
我们要用神所给我们的，我们好好的建造教会。
Let us use what God has given us to build the church.
而我们跟主真的求一件事情，主让我更多认识你。
And ask the Lord of one thing that I may know more of Christ.
神何等愿意将生命更多来赐给我们。
God is willing to give us more of His life.
主耶稣曾经说，我来了是叫人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
Jesus said, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
主是乐意将他更多的生命很丰富的赐给我们。
The Lord is willing to give us more of His abundant life.
但是神要我们有一个对他有渴慕的心。
But we need to have a heart to pursue Him.
所以在这里我真盼望说弟兄姐妹，我们如果今年没有参加追求聚会的话，
So I hope that if you did not get to participate in the pursuit meeting,
我鼓励我们都可以一同来参加。
I encourage everyone to participate.
然后我们可以更多认识神的旨意，
So that we can come to know more of God's will.
今年我们没有参加退休会的弟兄姐妹，
If you did not participate in the retreat,
我们准备在2026年6月份我们会有 一次的退休会。
We plan to have a retreat in the year 2026 in June.
好吧，我们先将时间分别出来，让我们真的可以来参加这个退休会。
How about we set apart our time so we can participate?
让全教会我们一同来领受神给我们的话。
So that the church as a whole can receive the word of God.
在第二段经文里面，就是罗马书十二章第一到二节。
And the second passage is from Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.
来，我们来读，一起来读。
Let's read together.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。我们在神的面前，我们更新我们的奉献。
Let us renew our offering before the Lord.
主将我们从世界里面分别出来。
The Lord has set us apart from the world.
要我们永远来属于他。
So forever we belong to Him.
但是我们是否愿意永远属于神呢？
But are we willing to belong to Him forever?
今天我们愿不愿意将我们自己再次更新奉献在他的面前呢？
Are we willing to renew our vow before Him?
神盼望我们真的可以将自己主权交在他手中。
He wants us to surrender ourselves into His hands.
他愿意更多叫我们所做的每一件事情，在他的旨意里面来做。
That we're doing everything in His will.
今天我们很愿意来到读神的话。
Today we're willing to read God's word.
我们盼望我们可以经历到神的话。
We hope to experience more of His word.
我相信我们是愿意的。
I believe we are all willing.
我们求主让我们在有一个不一样的心态，我们来读神的话。
Ask the Lord for a different mind that we're willing to read His word.
求主真的帮助我们越过越单纯。
May Lord help us to live more and more a simple life.
这个世界的洪流是非常可怕的。
For the current of this world is dreadful.
我们说每一天都在改变。
Because every day is changing.
有太多的事情，太多的事物正在改变。
Many things are changing as we speak.
很多的观念正在改变。
Many outward things are changing.
但是神永远不改变。
But God is the same.
我们要将我们跟我们的锚扎在神的身上。
We need to be rooted and anchor our faith in the Lord.
神给我们这个属灵的家。
God has given us a spiritual home.
求主让我们真的可以将根扎在他这个家中。
Ask the Lord to be deeply rooted in the house of God.
神也将他的价值观放在我们的心里面。
God has also placed His value in our hearts.
让我们真的认知到我们是被神所拣选的人。
So that we know that we are truly a chosen people.
我们不列在万邦当中。
We're not in the rank of the nations.
我们要持守这个身份。
We need to hold fast to our status.
我们常以神的心思为我们的心思。
And have the mind of the Lord.
这是神给我们最大的保护。
And that is the greatest protection from the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，求主真的帮助我们，让我们的心意更新。
May the Lord help us to renew our mind.
我们的心意更新，并不是来的就着世界而走。
So that our minds will not follow the way of the world.
而是让我们可以选择神的旨意。
But we are able to choose the will of God.
我们来选择神要我们选择的。
We can choose what wants us to choose, what God wants us to choose.
在这个 长假期里面，我们有很多从外面读书回来的弟兄姐妹。
During this long holiday, a lot of students came back.
对，他们回来了，跟家人一同团聚。
They reunited with their family members.
回到教会里面，跟你们很好的同伴们可以一起有欢乐，也有交通的时候。
They came back and be united and have joyful time with the people.
很快你们要回到学校里面去上学了。
Soon you will be returning to school.
也许你们的学校不在这里。
Perhaps your school is out of town.
在各个不同的地方。
They're in different locations.
但是我有一件事情我盼望你们可以做到的。
But I hope there's some things that you can all do.
你们持守跟主跟你们这些属灵同伴的关系。
Hold fast to your relationship with the Lord and your spiritual companions.
无论你们在什么地方，你们要可以需要参加当地的教会。
Wherever you are, be sure to attend local church services.
无论是在主日，无论是在周间查经的聚会。
Whether it's on Sundays or Bible study meetings.
唯有活在这基督的身体里面，你们才会受到保护。
Only by living in the body can you be protected by Christ.
另一方面，好好的读神的话。
On the other hand, continue to read God's word.
让神的话成为你们生活的指引。
Let God's word be guiding the guiding will of your life.
常常来到神的面前祷告。
Pray often before the Lord.
求问神的旨意。
Inquire of Him.
我们每一天都有很不同的需要。
We have different needs daily.
有不同的选择。
We have different choices to make.
不要靠着我们的智慧，我们来做这个事情。
Don't do those things by your own wisdom.
让主成为我们的智慧。
Let God be our wisdom.
让我们的选择，神要我们选择的。
Let us choose what God wants us to choose.
让我们的心思受到主的保护。
Let our minds be protected by the Lord.
蒙圣灵的保守。
Be kept by the Holy Spirit.
而不失落在多姿多彩的校园生活里面。
And not be drifted by those colorful and exciting activities.
弟兄姐妹，2025年很快就真的过去了。
Truly, the year 2025 is passing.
那我们可以存着感恩的心，我们来欢送这一年。
With a grateful heart, let us send it off.
而我们真的可以来存着一个感恩的心，跟盼望的心，我们迎接新的一年的来到。
With a grateful heart and a hopeful heart, we welcome in the new year.
所以最后我想唱一首诗歌，713首，感谢神。
Let us end with the hymn 713, Thanks to God.
我们感谢神，并不是因为神将赐给我们那个蓝天白云。
We thank the Lord not because of the blue skies.
但是他却应许我们，他与我们同在。
But because that he promised to be with us always.
我们的感谢神，并不是他叫我们没有忧愁，没有忧虑。
We thank the Lord not because we will have no worries.
但是他允许我们烦恼苦担重担的可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
But he promised that he who labor and are heavy laden, you can come to me and I will give you rest.
我们感谢神，因着神将盼望给我们。
We thank the Lord for he has given us hope.
所以我们请我们的团队带我们来唱。
Let's sing together with the praise and worship team.
好，弟兄姐妹，请起立。
Let's all rise.
感谢神，又是新的一年。
Thank the Lord, it's another year.
在主的里面，我们有盼望。
We have hope in the Lord.
感谢神，凡事神是我们的好牧人。
In all things that He is our good shepherd.
他没有应许我们天色常蓝，花香常漫。
He did not promise the blue skies or the flowers always blooming.
但是以马内利的神与我们同在。
But the God Emmanuel is always with us.
我们一同来唱这首诗歌，感谢神。
Let's sing the hymn together, Thanks to God.
感谢神赐我救赎主。感谢神凡事担当，感谢神与我的同住，感谢神住在我旁，感谢神赐禾是春天，感谢神萧瑟秋季，感谢神收取我眼泪，神话为垂听，感谢神。 谢神绝望的位，感谢神无比是爱者，感谢神无限恩惠，感谢神赐路旁玫瑰，感谢神赐他有慈，感谢神全家活芦苇，感谢神天涯分翅，感谢神奔波或惆怅，感谢神数天平安，感谢神赐明日盼望，感谢神直到永远。
Last year，
主，我们感谢你，为了这一年，你为我们所成就的一切事。
And Lord, the way that you're leading us together as your family to grow in you.
让我们在神的家里面一同成长。
And looking forward, Lord, we do determine to offer ourselves as living sacrifices for you.
我们展望新年的时候，我们要来更新我们的奉献。
That we will not be conformed to this world. We won't be scared by this world, but we will totally follow you.
我们要跟随你，不跟随世界的样式。
Just ask you to continue leading us forward, that we can all grow, and as your family, we can spur one another on.
我们求你来鼓励我们，鼓励我们继续往前。
Just be with us as we move forward into the new year.
我们进到新年的时候，求你与我们同在。
And we ask all this in Jesus' name.
奉主的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
You can be seated.
请坐。